Our story today, to give you encouragement to get through the rest of Lent, is called Get Up Again. The story is told that Andrew Jackson's boyhood friends just couldn't understand how he became a famous general, then president of the United States. They knew of other men who had greater talent but never succeeded. One of Jackson's friends said, "Why, Jim Brown, who lived right down the pike from Jackson, was not only smarter, but he could throw Andy 3 times out of 4 in a wrestling match. Look where Andy is now." Another friend responded, "How did there happen to be a 4th time? Didn't they usually say 3 times and out? Sure, they're supposed to, but not Andy. He'd never admit he was beat. He'd never stay throwed. Jim Brown would get tired, and on the 4th try, Andrew Jackson would throw him and be the winner." Picking up on that idea, someone has said the thing that counts is not how many times you're throwed, but whether you're willing to stay throwed. The Christian life is a battle. Scripture often speaks of God's children as soldiers, and we should not expect to have things always be calm and peaceful. The question is not whether we ever fail, but whether we get back up when we do. Proverbs 24:16 says, "Though the just fall 7 times, they rise again, but the wicked stumble from only one mishap." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.